Welcome to The Power of 52, where each week we shine a spotlight on powerful women who are making an impact. You'll hear inspirational stories from their journey and how they did it. Each episode will keep you inspired and motivated to push forward in your own entrepreneurship journey. So let's dive in today's episode.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm excited that you are here because you are going to meet the founders of The Power of 52 and understanding what The Power of 52 is to begin with, and also identify why you should absolutely be part of this movement, right? It is so imperative that you stay tuned till the end of this entire video, hear from the founders, hear about The Power of 52, what it's going to do to change your life right now in every area and aspect of your life, business, health, finance, whatever it is that you're going through. I'm telling you, this is for you. And so before we get started with my first guest, who is the founder of this fabulous movement, Jasmine, I do want to introduce myself really quickly. My name is Martine Cadet. I am a content strategist. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an adjunct professor, a professional speaker. And first of all, I'm a mother of two. And so I'm a woman out here doing my thing, designing my life and empowering other women to know that it is possible. And guess what? I made a choice. When I was laid off after the pandemic, I said, you know what, Martine, you got this. You need that power in you and really put yourself around amazing women to get you through that bump. And that's what I did. And that's what you're doing by tuning in today. And so this is me, but enough about me. Right now, we have one of the amazing founders of The Power of 52. And before I send over the mic to her, I'm just going to read that first part of her bio because it's so powerful. And I'm going to send over the mic to her so that she can elaborate more on her journey because, my goodness, so inspiring, so inspiring. And so next to me right now, Jasmine Murphy is the beautiful woman that you see here, is a woman who has spent her entire life learning to love herself. Did you hear that? Learning to love yourself. Let me tell you, we do not wake up like this yesterday, okay? It's a journey, and Jasmine knows it all, and she's going to talk to you about that. On her own journey, she lost over 200 pounds. Hello? Yes, honey. And let's just mention, naturally, okay? And so if you're not tuned in, as of right now, I don't know what else you need to hear, but this is absolutely amazing. And along that journey, Jasmine battled the idea of being body positive. And that is huge. And listen, we all women battle with something, right? And again, the point of this whole movement is to empower you to see other women doing what it is that you want to do too, and giving you that push. And so enough about me talking. I'm sending the mic over to Jasmine. Jasmine, so great to have you with me today.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here and absolutely honored that I get to sit across from you, Martine.
Oh, I'm so, so glad and so honored. And so body positivity, tell us more about this journey. Tell us more about your movement, your brand, what you are up to. And then we'll dive in and talk about your involvement in The Power of 52. And we will also talk about the future of The Power of 52 and what's going to happen and how it can impact our lives, the ones watching and seeing you today. And so tell us, how has been your journey, your brand? Give us an insight.
The journey has been a whirlwind and amazing and stretching and all the things all at once. My journey started in 2016. Really, it started before then. But at that point, I found myself really what I like to say at my lowest point, which was my highest weight. And it wasn't my lowest point because it was my highest weight. It was my lowest point because so much of my life was being interrupted by my weight, and I just was not happy, period. It wasn't because of my weight. It was just life circumstances. And my life didn't look anything like what I promised myself it would look like, what I imagined it would look like. I had two children going to school. I had always said, you know, when I have my kids, I want to make sure that I am in the best possible shape for myself and for them. I didn't want to have any restrictions. I didn't want to have to tell them, no, we can't, because mommy can't. And I also, this is one of those difficult stories to tell, because I think it kind of pulls out the parts of us that we try and hide as people, you know, as we're front facing. But I remember myself, and then later hearing some of my friends tell stories about their children going through experiences that they did not let their parents know about in school, because they knew if they said something, their parents were such advocates of them that they would show up. And then there would be more teasing, more ridicule when people saw their parents because their parents were overweight or, you know, this, that, and the third. And I promised myself that I would not put myself or my children in that position. And I did the exact opposite of that. One day I would dropped my kids off at school. I was across the street at the bank. I stepped outside of my car. It was one of the first rainy days in LA that season. And if you're from LA, you know, when it rains, it's oil. Everything is so slick from the residue. And so I stepped out of my car and I slipped and I fell outside across the street from my kids' school, and I couldn't get up. I knew that people had seen because parents came over to try and help me. I didn't know if the kids had seen. I didn't know if my kids had seen. And I didn't want my kids to be teased because their mom was laying on the ground outside, right? She couldn't get up. So long story short, in that moment, I decided that some things had to change and I had to make the tough decisions. And I went to a friend and said, hey, I'm ready. I need help. I had always had really good self-confidence. And I had spent the last 10 years ignoring what was going on with me and my body because I was so busy being a mom, so busy trying to make ends meet and grow a business and being a wife and putting myself on the back burner. And it was easier to ignore that than to have to face it and figure out how to cater to me while still being these things to them. And what does that look like? Because we're not taught that it's okay to say no in order to take care of ourselves, to then show up as wholly as we can for everyone else. We're taught that selfish is a four-letter word, right? And so in my journey, I realized, because of outreach of women that were coming to me, and because of my own experience, there wasn't anybody in my body size showing what that journey looked like, showing what it looked like to start from day one, not being able to stand and work out. What does certain movements look like in your body when your body is over 250 pounds? See, in workout videos, there's usually a modifier that shows, oh, if you're a beginner, follow Jane on my left and she'll show you. But Jane is still typically of average weight. You know, you don't see someone that is, you know, super morbidly obese as the modifier. And so I said, I wanted to change that because I wanted to show that example and I wanted to show the process as it went in real time. Because there are days of strength and there are days of feeling like an absolute badass. And then there are days where you're like, this is a struggle. Why am I doing this? I don't want to do this. What am I doing? Right. And so I wanted to show all of that. So through that process, I have developed a brand that teaches women how to modify really their entire lives to fit their goals. And so it's not just the fitness side of things now. I've grown my brand organically on social media and began teaching other entrepreneurs how to do that and how to do it in a way that felt good for them so that they didn't feel the pressure of having to show up the way everybody else is. You know, we hear the word influencer and we think a certain image comes to mind, right? And I wanted for these women entrepreneurs to know that I am an influencer, even if I don't look like this, and I don't have to do the things that they do to be able to flex my influence and make a difference in the world. And then I started to marry that in teaching entrepreneurs how to create more diverse and inclusive environments for their community on social media, in their live events, you know, in their languaging, the way they're showing up, you know, visually. So that's my whole platform, is that modification leads to transformation. And what does that look like for you, your life, your business, your brand?
Oh, so powerful. My goodness. First of all, congratulations to you, Jasmine, for making that decision to show up and helping others, right? And also congratulations to you watching all the way to this point, because that tells Jasmine and I that you are invested. You heard her story, and you know that all those obstacles that you're going through right now, you can face them. Just like Jasmine said, ooh, I have to face what I have to face. But you know what? She did not do it alone, and you don't have to do it alone. And this is why the power of 52 is here, right? And so for you watching, hold on tight, because in a few minutes, Jasmine is going to talk to you as to what the power of 52 is. Why did she say yes to founding this movement along with her co-founders to ensure that you have this available to you? And so Jasmine, what made you say yes to join the Power of 52?
I mean, first of all, Stacy, the operator, brought it to me. And we all know, if you know the operator, you know when she brings something to you, she has vetted it, she has ran through it in her mind. It's most likely a brilliant and impactful thing that she's asking you to be a part of. And so, you know, first and foremost, it's almost always going to be an automatic yes when she asks me to do something anyway. But as she explained to me what her vision was and what this could mean, it spoke so dearly to all of the things that I stand for and what I wanted to create and the mission for my brand as a whole. And, you know, it's something that I have seen myself and experienced myself in the business space. As I started to think about it, you know, I just had a conversation with my cousin a couple of days ago that the town that we're from, we didn't see a lot of entrepreneurial examples, and especially not in people that look like us. And so what would it have meant to see this come to life when we were 10, 12, 15, 20 years old, right? And where would we have been in our process if we had had that experience? And then also looking in my own entrepreneurial journey, thinking about how challenging it had been at one point in time to get press, to get featured, to get eyes on my platform, to get my story out, right? And some of it was pay to play. Some of it was knowing the right people. Some of it was being in the right place at the right time. And I just really wanted to be able to come and create a space where women are honored for all of their achievements, all of their accomplishments, that they're able to pass down the torch to all of the other women, no matter what their age is, right? Whether they're 5 or 65 and still have these dreams and thoughts and hopes and say in the back of their head, but that's not really possible for me. Or I don't know that anybody would want to hear, or is anybody even interested, right? We wanted to show that it absolutely is possible. And there is somebody that looks just like you out there that was thinking those same thoughts and then had some type of a push to get them to take the first step and then the next step and then the next step to end up creating this life that is truly aspirational, right? And then we wanted to highlight what those steps were. And I was like, of course, why not? Why wouldn't I do that? I have children, I have a daughter, and I'm like, I would love for her to see those examples, and not just in mommy, because, you know, they see it. I mean, that's just mom, like, whatever. But as they start to see there's 51 other women doing these things, anything that I want to do, I can do, right? And so that's what made it an easy yes for me. Like, I didn't even have to think twice about saying, yes, I would love to be a co-visionary with you on this project.
Wonderful. And for you watching, stay tuned because the operator, Stacy, will be on and tell you a little bit more about why 52, right? Why 52? Why the power of 52? But definitely stay tuned so you can watch my conversation with her. And before we end this conversation, Jasmine, now this is the first issue. Will there be another one?
Yeah. The question of the hour. So my answer to that is stay tuned and watch. I told Stacy when she brought this to me that you understand this is not a one-time thing and this is not just a project. This is an entire movement. I felt it in my spirit. And so, yeah. We're looking at what's next.
Oh, I love it. Excellent. And so this is amazing. It's exciting. And I love the whole concept of having someone pick up that issue and identifying themselves within the 52 women that are showing up. Because as you said, and I completely agree with you, Jay, is it's very hard for us, right? Although we have social media, digital things and whatnot, to find influencers and other people that we could say, oh my gosh, she reminds me of me. And therefore, I potentially can do what it is that I'm visualizing, right? And so that is so powerful. And the second thing that you shared before I end, I want to make sure that you cut that for you watching, is that this movement, yes, it's showing amazing entrepreneurial women, but this is a movement that you can have your teenage daughter, right? Your young adult woman friend to tap into. This is a movement. You heard Jasmine say it. This is a movement. And so this is the first issue. You got to stay tuned. And I want you to stay tuned because we have the other co-founders coming up next. And so, Jake, thank you so much for coming on. Before we leave, where are you on social? We would love to connect with you.
Yeah, I am across social media platforms as jasmine.r.murphy or Jasmine R. Murphy and Build Your Strong Plus. So that's me everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, I'm there.
Yes. And by the way, when you pick up your issue, you will see Jasmine and all this information and all of that good stuff. Okay. And so I will see you with the next co-founder. Okay. So stay tuned. This is great. Bye.
You can find out more about the Power 52 movement and how you, too, could get involved by visiting the link in the show notes. And don't forget to share your love with a review and rating. Until next time, keep inspiring. Mm-hmm.